Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed.
You know, ladies, there's one American trait that's really wonderful. We're persistent. We keep right after something we want until we get it. I mention that because each day now I'm asked time and time again for Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Yes, the folks really want some of that tasty and tender and delicious world-famous beef. World-famous because no other beef, so fresh, can be so tender. However, I'm afraid this is one time that persistence is not going to pay off. You see, all Kroger Tender Ray beef is top-quality beef, grain-fed beef. And that kind is hard to get. Grain is scarce for it's being sent to millions of starving people all over the world. After those men, women, and children have been fed, then our farmers will once again use grain for cattle feeding. When that happens, you'll again be able to buy all the juicy, delicious, fresh, and tender Kroger Tender Ray steaks and roasts you want. In the meantime, you can depend on this. Kroger will always bring the very best beef on the market whenever it is available.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you very much indeed. And now, Hearts in Harmony. The startling discovery that Jerry Manson is the wife of the mysterious Richard Ashforth has changed things for Penny Gibbs. Most important of all, though, Ashforth has been found the true head of Parker Enterprises, and Steve Parker found innocent of all charges. Penny is telling her brother the good news.
Pat, Steve's innocent. Professor Rogers told me so.
Innocent?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great, Penny, but I don't get it.
I don't understand it myself, really, but according to what Professor Rogers said, Steve isn't really the head of his company.
He isn't?
No.
Nope. Well, then who is?
Mr. Ashforth.
You mean that punk Richard Ashforth who tried to get you to make Professor Rogers call off his dogs?
Uh-huh. He's the real head of Steve's company, and here's more news that's even more startling.
Huh? What?
Jerry Manson's married to Richard Ashforth.
Jerry Manson is married?
Uh-huh, to Richard Ashforth.
Well, I'll be...
And that isn't all. Jerry is Mr. Ashforth's business partner, and that makes her a partner in the Parker Enterprises.
Hey, wait a minute. This is happening much too fast for me. You mean Jerry and this Richard Ashforth own Parker's company?
Uh-huh, that's right.
And you mean there were some illegal doings that Rogers and the other federal agents were going to make Parker accountable for that Ashforth and Jerry Manson are accountable for now?
Yeah, that's right. And Steve isn't guilty. Only Jerry and her husband are.
Well, what do you know about that?
I don't know much about it, but the little I do know makes me awfully happy.
Well, I should think so. Golly, well, this is amazing. Everything's turned out even better than we hoped. I got to laugh, no kidding.
Oh, it's really nothing to laugh about.
Oh, it isn't? Why not? Everything's worked out perfectly. Much better than we thought it would.
Well, sure it has, for Steve and for us.
Oh, now look, Penny. Don't tell me you're going to feel sorry for Jerry Manson.
Pat, I just don't like to see anybody in trouble.
Well, neither do I. I wouldn't wish trouble on my worst enemy. But Jerry got herself into this jam. If she hadn't tried to make trouble for you and Parker, she wouldn't be in trouble herself.
Well, that's true, but I just...
But nothing, sis. I don't say it's fair to gloat because Jerry's in a jam, but I sure think we can say it serves her right.
Well, yes, it does, but just the same, Pat...
Penny, there's nothing just the same about it. Jerry Manson never acted like anyone else. She shouldn't be treated like anybody else.
I don't think you mean that.
I do mean it, Penny. Look at what she tried to do to you. That was a rotten trick if ever there was one. But did she care what happened to you? No. She was going to make it happen if possible, and make it be the worst thing that ever happened to anyone.
Pat, she just didn't stop to think about what she was doing, that's all.
Didn't stop to think. She never stopped thinking. You can bet she was all set with some other scheme if the first one failed,
the
too.
The first one did fail, and she didn't do anything else.
Didn't do anything else? She ruined Steve Parker, or she tried to.
But that's what we think. I can hardly believe it, though.
Look, Professor Rogers told you Jerry gave him the dope that got Parker in that jam. What more proof do you want that she's a bad actress?
Can I know? I can't deny that she made nothing but trouble for me from the first day I went to work for Steve. But I still don't want to wish trouble on her.
Well, then don't wish it. You don't have to. She's got it already. And so help me, I'm glad.
But let's not talk about it, huh?
All right, suits me.
Good.
Hey, look, you in the mood for a little music?
Oh, I don't care.
Good, because I am. Maybe if I sing loud, Suzanne will
hear. No, you better not sing too loud. She might be asleep.
Oh, but what better way to be wakened than by your husband's golden voice?
You're so silly.
I'm also anxious to sing. How about some accompaniment?
All right, how's this?
Ah, it's nice music, but no words.
Well, here's the music with some words.
Ah, even if I say so myself, this is going to be good.
First, it had better be so.
All right. What do you call this?
There's no one but you, and there never will be, for your love captured me long ago. There's no one but you, and there never should be any other, would be wrong, I know. How many times I've tried to break away, but every time I try, I come back to stay. I say, how great it would be if there's no one but me, for I know now there's no one but you.
Well, what do you call that?
Oh, I call that good.
Good. That calls for another court. I'll get the door, Penny.
Okay, thank you.
Yes?
Hello? Is your sister in?
Jerry Manson.
Oh, you'll recognize me through my veil.
Well, I'd recognize you in the dark.
Would you? That's interesting. I'd like to see your sister.
Well, I don't think she wants to see you.
So what? Miss Gibbs, I want to talk to you.
Well, then come in and talk.
I'll stay here a while, huh, sis?
No, Pat, it'll be all right if you go.
In fact, I'd rather you would.
You sure you don't want me to stay, sis?
No, Pat, it's all right. Miss Madsen really wants to talk to me. I don't think she'd do me any harm.
Okay, Penny. But I'll be back in 10 minutes, I promise. Maybe even less, if you get what I mean.
I understand.
Good. Bye.
Bye. Well, Miss Manson?
Well, Miss Gibbs. You're a lot braver than I thought you were.
What's brave about this?
Well, you know why I'm here, don't you?
No. In fact, I think you're rather foolish to risk coming here. You know that the federal agents are looking for you, don't you?
Yes, yes, I do, thanks to you.
Thanks to me?
Yes. This is all you're doing.
Oh, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Is it? I suppose you didn't know that this would happen when you forced me to get Steve in a jam.
Oh, I forced you?
Yes, you did. If you hadn't talked him into marrying you, I wouldn't have had to do what I did.
I'm afraid you've been badly informed, Miss Manson. My marrying Steve was his idea. He asked the question. He did all the insisting. All I did was say yes.
Do you expect me to believe that? From the minute you saw him, you did everything you could to take him away from me.
Was he ever yours?
He always was mine. Till you came along.
Oh, he was yours then. I'm sure Mr. Ashforth didn't know his wife's affections belonged to someone else.
My husband is a rich fool.
I'm sure I wouldn't know about that. I met him only once, but I gathered that he was rich.
And he could have made you rich, too. If you'd had sense enough to listen to him.
And you're here to repeat your husband's offer.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm here for a far different reason. Miss Gibbs, I wouldn't offer you a crust of stale bread if you were starving to death.
You're rather dramatic, aren't you?
Well, you're a surprisingly good actress yourself. You don't seem to be a bit afraid of what I'm going to do to you.
Oh, my, don't tell me you're going to pull a gun on me.
Oh, no, no, no. I intend to hurt you far more than that.
Oh, you intend to hurt me far more than that?
Yes, and I don't mean to hurt your feelings either. I am going to slap that face of yours and...
Are you?
Oh, let go of me. Let go of my wrist. You're hurting me.
All right. But don't come close to me again.
Come close to you? You know, I can't even stand the sight of you. You
Miss Manson, I think it's about time you came to your senses. You're a fool to stand here. You realize, of course, that you're virtually under arrest, don't you?
I am not under arrest until they catch me.
But they will catch you. And soon.
Oh, will they? I suppose you know how soon.
Quite soon. Maybe I shouldn't tell you, but I thought I might save you the great humiliation of being arrested in my house and in front of me.
Do you mean to say that Pat has...
Gone for Professor Rogers, yeah. You heard him say, I'll be back in 10 minutes, maybe less, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I did.
If you know what I mean, meant, I'm going for Professor Rogers.
You're both very clever, aren't you?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm rather stupid to tell you. It gives you a chance to escape.
Aren't you generous? Well, I'm not afraid of being arrested here or any other place.
Well, if you aren't, why are you leaving?
Because I'm ready to leave.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Don't be. You haven't seen the last of me yet.
Hey, sis.
Oh, Pat.
Hey, you let her get away. You shouldn't have done
well,
that.
Well, I had to let her go. She looked too pathetic standing there trying to do something and not knowing what to do. You saw her outside, huh?
Yeah, I passed her on the walk.
And Professor Rogers arrested her?
No, I phoned him, but he wasn't in town.
He wasn't in town?
No, he won't be back for a couple of hours. Penny, you shouldn't have let her get away.
Pat, good heavens. Look, maybe we should call the police.
Oh, it's too late now. She's gone. She'll probably be tough to find from now on.
No, I don't think so. She said I hadn't seen the last of her yet, and I don't think she was kidding. I'll see her again, all right. But the next time, I don't want to be alone.
What does Penny fear from Jerry Manson? Jerry's hatred for Penny is obviously worse than ever. Will there be an act of violence when Jerry meets Penny again? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Heart in Harmony.
I'd like to ask a question, ladies, if I may. As long as there's a scarcity of fine Kroger Tender A beef, what's your next choice of a meal to delight the entire family? What's the other thing they all ask for when we can't supply you with the world-famous, fresh, and tender Kroger Tender A steaks and roasts? A great many of you, I know, are going to say, why, Kroger chickens. Yes, indeed. A meal just can't help but be a big success with those young and plump and tender chickens that we have at our Kroger stores. They're honest-to-goodness country-tasting chickens, and they're a special feature in all our Kroger stores this week. Plan right here and now to treat your family to a real country-style chicken dinner. Stop in at your Kroger store and see for yourself how luscious-looking these birds really are. Just one look, and you'll immediately know that they're packed with good, country-fresh flavor. Make us a visit real soon, won't you?